USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States government has formally declared that members of the Russian armed forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine, according to Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement. The official U.S. declaration that Moscow has violated the laws of conflict comes after Blinken, President Joe Biden, and Deputy Secretary Wendy Sherman all said it was their personal opinion that war crimes had taken place. Blinken said, "Today, I can announce that based on information currently available, the U.S. government assesses that members of Russia's forces have committed numerous war crimes in Ukraine." He also said, "We are committed to pursuing accountability using every tool available, including criminal prosecution." The World Health Organization is saying that several European nations are facing their new spike in COVID-19 cases because they scrapped their pandemic restrictions too soon, including the UK, France, Italy, and Germany. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has blasted the National Collegiate Athletic Association for allowing transgender swimmer Leah Thomas to compete against biological women. He said the NCAA is basically taking efforts to destroy all of women's athletics. They're trying to undermine the integrity of the competition, and they're crowning somebody else the women's champion. DeSantis has joined a chorus of conservatives in criticizing the organization over its position on transgender athletes and University of Pennsylvania swimmer Thomas. Transgender women have been allowed to compete in women's sports in the Olympics since 2003 and the NCAA since 2010. The Supreme Court threw out the Wisconsin state legislative maps that were preferred by Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, and selected by Wisconsin's top court. Republicans had complained that Evers' maps moved too many people to create more districts with the majority black and Hispanic voters in violation of the Federal Voting Rights Act. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The United States Supreme Court aren't the only ones breaking ground for minorities.
A San Diego, California appeals court judge, who is the daughter of Mexican immigrants, was confirmed Tuesday as the first Latina to be on the California Supreme Court. Justice Patricia Guerrero was approved in a 3-0 vote. The Commission on Judicial Appointments approved Justice Guerrero to fill the vacancy left by Associate Justice Cuellar, who stepped down last year. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Madeleine Albright, the first female to serve as U.S. Secretary of State, has died of cancer. She was 84. President Bill Clinton chose Albright as America's top diplomat in 1996, and she served in that capacity for the last 4 years of his administration. At the time, she was the highest-ranking woman in the history of U.S. government. However, she was not in line of succession for the presidency because she was a native of Czechoslovakia. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will marry his long-term partner Stella Morris inside a high-security prison in southeast London today at a small ceremony attended by 4 guests, 2 official witnesses, and 2 guards. Assange is being held in jail while U.S. authorities seek his extradition to face trial on 18 counts relating to WikiLeaks' release of much U.S. confidential military record information and diplomatic cables more than a decade ago. The 50-year-old Australian who denies any wrongdoing has been in prison since 2012. Stay updated at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.